This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by our weekly television show, This Week in Agribusiness. Sharing today with you some comments of the incoming president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Jennifer Houston. Coming up after this. Not many things matter more to the farmer and rancher than the weather. That's totally out of our control in agriculture, but the producer can often take steps to adjust to the weather if they have a better handle on the forecast. That's why on our weekend television show, This Week in Agribusiness, we present every week a four-week agriculture weather forecast. As meteorologist Greg Solier brings his years of experience to our television show and a one-of-a-kind outlook on every episode of our broadcast, including this weekend. Our visit also always includes a discussion on something else crucial to farmers, the agriculture markets. That's on This Week in Agribusiness, seen each weekend across the nation from the coast of California to the coast of the Carolinas on some 120 local television stations. And we're seen four times a weekend on the popular rural satellite and cable channel, RFD-TV. We hope you'll tune in this weekend. Check your local listings for This Week in Agribusiness. I talked a bit about her background yesterday, but I want you to know a little more about what Jennifer Houston thinks as she comes in as the new president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. She hails from the town of Sweetwater, Tennessee, in the eastern part of the state, and as she rises to that role of the presidency of the NCBA, she says the group is in good shape. And she says they want to build on that. As she put it, we're a grassroots organization. Our policies start many times at the county level with someone who has an idea or something they think the NCBA needs to do. And from there, an individual person's input can arise to the state level, where it's considered by fellow beef producers, and then on to the national level. If it's passed on up and everyone agrees that's the direction they need to go, then she says those are the marching papers for the staff in Washington, D.C., as they work with the White House and Congress and the regulatory agencies. And Jennifer says as she looks at the issues staring down the beef business, she contends that producers are best served in a culture that's united, not divided. She says as she's traveled throughout the states, county associations and district meetings, state associations, even internationally, she said she's found one truth. She told Beef Magazine, there's a lot more that unites us than divides us. She pointed out that beef producers will never agree on all the issues, but there are many more issues they do agree on than they don't. So she says, let's concentrate on what we do agree on and get things moving in that direction rather than focusing on what we don't agree on. She says they'll be talking about traceability, what that can mean for the industry. They're going to be talking about antimicrobial resistance. And they'll be talking, too, she says, about sustainability. I'll be back after this.